The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوْ هُوْ بِلِيْهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One of the reminders that we find repeated in the Holy Quran has to do with the nafs. The word nafs is repeated so much in the Arabic language, even when we're speaking English or if we're speaking Farsi or perhaps Urdu or other languages as well, that I feel that sometimes, at least for myself, it develops a meaning other than what it actually is. And then we find some discussions that exist even amongst philosophers regarding that word. And I think it all stems from not realizing that this word is not a very complex word. Nafs means self. It's very simple. Self. Myself. Anyone's self. It's not a part of them. It's them. I. For anyone, it's that I, the self. The Holy Quran repeatedly reminds us to be careful of ourselves. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ One of the wordings is this, that every person, every self, everyone needs to look at themselves and see what you have sent forth for yourself. Whatever I do is going to come back to me. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ Again, the word nafs. Every self, every person, bima kasabat rahina. Whatever they take on board, whatever they obtain, whatever they earn, whatever they put on their shoulders, that's what they are liable for. It's only what you do. In أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم وإن أسأتم فلها If you do good, you're only doing good for yourself, not for anyone else. And if you do bad, then you're doing bad to yourself, not anyone else. The word nafs has been mentioned in the Holy Quran repeatedly. And as we said, the meaning is the self. I need to be careful of myself. One of the ahadith that we have related to it is, and we've repeated that, we've mentioned it repeatedly as it needs to be mentioned repeatedly. أعدى عدوك The most difficult of your enemies or the enemy that is your biggest enemy with most animosity against you, نفسك, yourself, التي بين جنبيك, that is between your two sides, yourself. Again, it's not a part of you. Each of us, I, for myself, my biggest enemy is myself. أفرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه This one doesn't use the word nafs, but it is that. Have you seen the person who's taken their whim, their desire, their want? That's me. What I want, I'm taking that as my ilah, as my God, whatever I want. The biggest enemy, the Quran tells us, is ourselves. Iblis is not our biggest enemy. Iblis can only harm us if we choose to follow him. So it's again me choosing that. I desire what he reminds me of, the wrong that he brings to my attention. I desire it. I want it. And I do it. Otherwise, if he keeps putting up those billboards, showing all the wrong stuff to me to get me to want them, desire them, move in that direction, do them, get involved with them. If he keeps putting them up and I keep ignoring them, I don't care. You know, you can pull, yeah, it's a billboard, fine. I'm not going to do it. As long as I don't desire it, that's what God tells Iblis when he asks to give him time, and he said he's going to mislead. He said, you're not going to have any authority over anyone except for those who choose to follow you. Nafs. Our want. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ حَوَاهُ. This is gradational. It isn't necessarily the case that a person is entirely only listening to what their desires are and what their whims are. The thing is, with Tawheed, we need to entirely remove that from the picture. If we want to ascend towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not enough that in one instance here, in one instance there, in regard to this topic or that topic, in this case or that case, I choose what God wants and I push away what I want. It's not enough. In every single case, I've got to follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. There shouldn't be even one case that I follow what I want as opposed to what God wants. In that, just that one case that I desire or I follow what I desire as opposed to what God says, in that one case, that's shirk. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. I've taken my hawa, my whim, my desire as my ilah. I followed it instead of God. If I want tawheed, tawheed means there's only one ilah, la ilaha illallah. If I even in one case follow my whim over what God says, then that's shirk. Now, the difficult thing here is to not confuse that idea with making halal haram. We just said we can't follow our whim. Even in one case, we've got to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. However, that doesn't mean that what God has made halal, I shouldn't take it. This is where Iblis comes and confuses us. God's will, God's instruction is that it's halal. I order you to do what you like in this case. It's my order. If you say in that case, I never want to have that. I like it, I desire it, but I don't want to do it because I want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, well, you just listen to your nafs against what God said. God said, I made it halal. I told you, whenever you feel like it, do it. It's halal. Meat from the halal meat animals with, you know, halal meat. The flesh of these animals that I have made halal for you. Some in the name of spirituality say, cut down on it. God repeatedly says in the Quran, I made this halal, so when you feel like it, have it. When you desire it, have it. Is it going to have a bad effect? If I'm listening to what God said, God said is halal, And if it's halal, it goes based on what you like. If you like to have it, then have it. If you don't like to have it, don't have it. That's following God's instruction. That's not taking the nafs as the ilah. Going against God's teaching is taking my nafs in. Spirituality is following God's instruction. Tawheed. Oneness of ilah. There's only one ilah. No one should follow their nafs. And I shouldn't follow my nafs in following someone else's instructions against what God says because I want to feel spiritual. Only whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. In the halal, if He said it's halal, then it's halal. He said it's halal. Don't make it haram to get to Him.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.